You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Millions of people worldwide suffer from human trafficking on a daily basis. As the summer 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro approach, the International Union Superiors General Organization have launched a new campaign, Play for Life. Play for Life aims at raising awareness of human trafficking, which increases significantly at large sporting events. The campaign was already used at the 2014 Rio Football World Cup and contributed to a 42% increase in the number of complaints over sexual exploitation of children and adolescents. Vatican Radio's Georgia Gogarty attended the press launch, where she spoke to former Olympic gold medal swimmer Massimiliano Rosolino, an ambassador for the Play for Life campaign, about why he chose to get involved and what he hopes the outcomes will be.
I think that the campaign, I must say that very often happens that we do these things, but I didn't imagine that during such big event you'd have so many problems with prostitution or having people involved before, during and maybe after. So you learn every day. We're talking about Olympic Games, we're talking about something that it's making people smile. Often you talk about, you know, soccer or, you know, big events, so you're afraid of going to a big event. No one's afraid of going to Olympic Games. Of course, terrorism is a big issue, but talking about people and often 14, 15 years old, maybe even younger, so that's very, very tough.
And for you specifically, what is the significance of launching a campaign like this during the Olympic Games?
Well, I think it's big, because often when you do campaigns, it's built to be like a campaign. Here, people are doing this every day in, you know, step by step. This is not a big, huge organization. This is volunteers and not volunteers that are doing this to really to fight against something that you can do without. You can make money, let people enjoy themselves without you going overreaching. That's the pure thing. And of course, during the campaign of Olympic Games, because probably many people go to the Olympic Games and they go a little bit too wild. You know, if you want to go wild cheering. Don't go wild doing something that you wouldn't do at home.
What are the outcomes you're hoping to see, and how are you going to be raising awareness for the campaign?
Well, the main thing that I did ask, I said, once in these, let's say, most of them should be pretty young, have a problem, they have a number to call, they have people where to go. And I've heard that many of these people that have the chance of ringing a number, sometimes they do step back. Maybe last year, 40% of people calling. This year, maybe it might be 60%, but we want them to not be afraid of telling what happened, because you need to have the truth. Otherwise, nothing will get better.
Pope Francis often talks about the importance of raising awareness of trafficking. What kind of an impact do his words as a world leader have on a campaign like this?
Well, of course, you know, bigger the name is, and that's why we are here, because I honestly say that I didn't know so much about it. And I knew that many poor, let's say, not poor, because these big countries are not poor. They have a very poor side and a very rich side. So you want to be the best city in the world. You're trying to do to show off. And if you just look, a lot of people like to look high, but sometimes you have to just look down and see what happens on the lower steps. That's why we're here.
That was Georgia Gogarty speaking to former Olympic gold medal swimmer Massimiliano Rosolino.